Sam. Morning to you, Sam.
Morning, Stephen. How's
morning to you. Tell me about your father-in-law, Sam.
I just wanted to let you know, Stephen, my father-in-law went through this last few days there. Last Thursday was his first trip to City Hospital for his first chemo session. Sunday he became very, very ill, so we decided to ring the ambulance for him. Ambulance came very quickly, and it came to NE, and he was sitting up there for 5.5 hours, Stephen. I don't think it was good enough. Man just went through chemo, and sitting beside a man who was badly ill as well, honestly.
And so he's brought up into the hospital, and he's sitting where for 5.5 hours?
And next to the emergency team before he was taken up onto the ward, where he sat outside the ward until last night, Stephen, when he was dismissed.
So he sat in the corridor?
Sat in the corridor, yeah.
How long was he in the corridor for?
From Sunday evening.
Until last night?
Until last night, uh-huh.
Man with cancer, Sunday night until Tuesday night?
That's right, uh-huh.
Sunday, all through Monday morning, all through Monday afternoon, all through Monday night. All through Tuesday morning, Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Left in a corridor.
Yeah, they told us they couldn't get out of bed in the back in the city. They also told us that they couldn't get a hold of the consultant in the city who's treating my father-in-law or his secretary.
What do you mean they couldn't get a hold of him?
That's what they told us over the phone, Steve.
So what happened to your father-in-law while they couldn't get a hold of anybody?
Well, on Monday... Monday afternoon, we got the cancer pain relief people out to give him some relief while he was still in the corridor with a screen around him. I just wanted to let you know about this thing because I don't think it's good enough, you know. Even the ambulance on the way into the hospital, they had to make a decision on a week or poor wee love had an epileptic fit and had to make a decision to send the ambulance for my father-in-law's death.
And what's your father-in-law think about this?
Well, Steve, I haven't been able to speak to him. Now I'm going to work lunchtime here to see him because I think
he's enough in his head.
That a bit, you know. So I just want to know
So there's a couple of things happened here. Let me just get this right. So he's left in NE for 5 hours. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
And then after being left in NE for 5 hours at the Ulster Hospital, he's then brought up and he's put into a corridor.
Right.
And when he's lying in the corridor, they tell him they can't find his consultant and they can't find his consultant's secretary.
Correct.
And meanwhile, this man has cancer and is in pain and is distressed.
Cancer of the bone, Stephen, very painful. I just thought that I could let you know about Stephen. I don't think it was good enough.
Have they found his consultant yet?
I think so now. There's a ring to, up today. That's why I wanted to go to lunchtime to see how the position is then, Stephen.
And he was being, your father-in-law was being treated in the city hospital.
That was his first chemo session last Thursday in the city.
And of course, it's NE's now closed.
It's gone next to him.
And we had all different types of professionals telling us, oh no, don't worry. This has all been examined by experts and the capacity will be at these other hospitals and it's a good thing centralising these NE departments and we promise you that we'll be able to cope and we promise you the resources will be there.
Indeed, indeed. I'd say, I don't think it was good enough to be honest.